And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and the one and only Monique Donnelly, the
That's
host
right.
of this show.
One of the three amazing hosts.
Oh, my good. Well, you have to ask Frank Pastore. Our friend Frank Pastore says all the time that Monique is our host.
Well, there's no doubt about
oh my
that.
Goodness.
The world knows
Just
that.
Stop. Stop.
We revolve around her.
Yeah. Has to be the center of attention.
Oh, yeah. So if you see the limo pull up and the red carpet roll out,
Diva,
you know that Monique has shown up to the studio. So just to let you know. And the green M&Ms are in studio
oh
with
my
us.
Goodness.
It's Monique.
Whatever.
Just to let you know.
Hey, so we're having a lot of fun, as we always do with Worship Factory.
What?
But
us having
we're
fun?
Here to try to encourage you in your creative endeavors and what God's called you to do. And we have a website that we've set up just for you.
Mm. But, Rod, how much does it cost?
It, let's see, this week it is.
Are you a member?
Free! You don't even have to do anything.
Unless you're a KKLA listener, then you have to pay for it.
So, yes. what is it, Rod?
Yes, at worshipfactory.net. That's .net for network, because we are a network of people who care and want to help encourage each other to grow in Christ and grow in our gifts as God's given them.
Well, what do they see when they go there?
They're going to see pictures,
right
words,
right
and
a couple words, some
yeah.
misspelled.
And the thing they're really going to want to look at is they're going to want to look at Connect. That's our social networking website.
Connect.
That's the opportunity to get connected with other people. We have several people that are collaborating and writing songs.
Collaborating? Song. Is that how you say it?
That's how he
Corroboration.
Says it. He's from Oregon, for goodness sakes. That's
well,
where
you know why
that.
They have L's in there?
There's L, no L's.
And so that's what they do.
Yes.
It's a good place. Collaborating. That's what he says.
Pictures, yes. people cool. blog,
yes.
people connect. And actually, we know that that's really one of the hugest ways people get work in this industry is by knowing people, getting connected. And so there's your opportunity. And it's free.
Yes.
So check it out.
If you are an artist or if you want to be an artist.
Or cameraman or animator or stuntman.
Well, there are artists, all creatives.
All creatives.
Out there
we even have creative business people.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that. I know.
You know, we got to talk about that a little bit. It's kind of interesting. You know, we've gone to this situation where God has just blessed this radio show so much, and it's opened the door to so many different things. And when we started talking about God being our creator, being the creator as us as creatives, and it's interesting how we start to focus on business as well and missions that are out there and churches, and people may come and hear the show and they may go, wow, you know, I just heard about the church and mission, the mission church in Ventura, and we had the pastor and then we're getting ready to do the event in Arizona, in Scottsdale, Arizona, for Chances for Children in Haiti, and actually
through
supporting
a listener,
them.
Right?
Through a listener that I've heard Monique, the host's voice.
Oh, drama diva.
And then when they heard her voice, they just felt compelled that they have to be able to reach out to us, and they did. Kathy Junatin out in Scottsdale, Arizona. So we're going to be taking a trip out there. And then finally, just recently, talking about business and how that works in ministries. Actually meeting this afternoon with a group that's in China that's building a ministry in China that says, you know what, we'd like to meet with you. My partner's building a ministry in China, and we want to come meet with you. We'll come to the radio station this afternoon. Will
no
you
way!
Meet with us?
Just saying.
We're going to actually meet with these guys. I'm sorry? No, John Wineglass, actually. And then we're going to be talking to them about just that. We're going to talk about the ministry in China they've been called to, and how can we help as worshipers.
Okay, can I just say I love watching how God is using all of this and all his people and all these different aspects and bringing it together. It's just fun.
Right, and that's the thing. If you are willing to connect with the Creator and really get on board with his plan, he does some fantastic things. You just got to get with it and go for it.
But there's an important part there. You said if you're willing.
Right.
If
it takes
you're
obedience.
Willing to step out. If you're willing to step out.
Well, that's the whole principle. God created, sent his son to die for us. All this is right there available. You can put your hands on it, but you have to reach out
right.
and get it.
Take that step of faith.
Yeah.
So often we think that we're in control. And even in the, you know, the creative arts community, you think that, okay, my gig, I've got to go after that, or I've got to go do that, or I've got to go push myself into there. And we forget who's in charge.
Yep.
We forget that the Lord had made us who we are.
Right.
And whether you're a singer, whether you're a musician, whether you're an artist, whatever it is, or whether you're a creative person that's an actor, whatever you are, or whether you're a business person, you're dealing with the creativity all the time
right.
in your
and
walk.
And if we seek him, he's going to give us those fresh ideas. He's going to give us that new life, not just in our work, but even our deepest
right.
inner parts of,
right.
you know.
And that's a nice segue into my oak tree story.
Ooh, I've been wanting to hear your story.
I
all right,
know.
So
bring it.
Here it is. I live out in Valencia. Oak tree haven. Yeah. You know, it's protected, gorgeous. Ordinances, cops running around shooting people because they've touched an oak tree kind of thing. Mm. So anyway, in my yard, I've got several big oak trees, and they send their little acorns out, and those little guys fall into the ground and germinate, and pretty soon this little head pops up. Here's this little oak tree going to grow up. Now, what's neat about it, every single one of those is a huge oak tree. Mm-hmm. Mm. Every single one. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to grow in my yard. I pluck them up and throw them away because I don't want a ton of big oak trees in my yard.
You're the one.
And I was doing it the other day, and the picture came to me of having to do with people and creativity.
Yeah.
God has put these gifts in us, and each one of us are a mighty oak tree. Mm-hmm. God's got something grand he wants to do with us.
Amen.
But there's all kinds of things that want to come along and pluck that out.
Right.
And squash it.
Right.
And kill the dream before it's realized.
Yeah.
But it's still inside. If we're willing to let that grow and nurture it, mm-hmm. and let time happen, it often takes time.
Time? Yeah. Can I just say that's hard?
Yeah. That's one of the hardest
parts. Being patient, waiting still before the Lord is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
When you have your goals and you have your own visions and dreams, which, you know, it just kind of makes it all the more important that we need to make sure that our dreams and our visions are actually God-given, that they're inspired by him.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengausen and Monique Donnelly, and we're talking about Rod killing some oak trees.
Right now, here. I want you to know, unless they're 16 inches or taller, they're not protected, okay? So I'm not breaking the law.
So all you Greenpeace.
All right, yeah. Back
don't
off. Don't
on
email
his door.
Me.
Shows up. There's a van that shows up at Rod's door. Like 500 people
this
get out.
This is a story about creativity, not oak trees, okay?
Now, speaking about that, you talked about nurturing, and I think that's really important, too. So maybe we can speak to the parents a little bit about their creative gifts that their child or children may have. You know, I think it's so important with Worship Factory. You can get connected at worshipfactory.net for yep. networking and get connected online. We are a support tool, creative support tool for those that are out there. We want to support you, want to uplift, we want to encourage, we want to find other vehicles that you could use. But, you know, often we're created with each one of us are created with a unique gift that God has given us. And I think that it's a parent's obligation to make sure that they nurture that gift. Mm-hmm. And often we want to stifle that gift because as a musician or an artist or whoever it is, a creative, you're like one of those. And our parents come in and go, oh, what are you going to do for a real job?
Right.
And then they forget about – that's
well,
true.
And can I just say, even as a – speaking as a parent, it takes discipline for me to encourage my daughter to practice piano. It's taking on a responsibility as a parent as well. So it's not – you know, it's not easy.
Well, it's a commitment. You know, I think it's a commitment. It's just like if your child's playing sports or whatever, you get them to soccer practice. And if you're playing baseball, you get them to baseball practice or whatever it is. It is a commitment. But I'm talking about also the actual stifling of the creativity itself. And I think it's so important for us as creatives that and parents that are creative and to have a child that's creative that we support that, whatever it is they're doing. They may not be a guitarist. I don't know. But anyway, they may not be a vocalist. They may not be an artist.
Sure.
But the thing is, whatever they feel like that they're leading into, you've got to nurture that to find out and let God take over from there.
Yeah, because the point is, it's not about playing guitar. It's not about piano lessons. It's not about anything else. It's about stimulating creativity.
Yeah. And being faithful. Being a good steward.
Yeah. Well, because we don't know what the end product is. Only God knows. He sees from the end to the beginning.
Right.
We don't. We just barely see from the beginning a little step down the road. So we just have to nurture at every point that we can.
And, you know, I was on Facebook, and my friend posted this little quote from Einstein saying, if you judge a fish by his climbing abilities, you know, what is that fish going to think of himself his whole life? You know your strengths and weaknesses and be willing to use them for God's glory.
You know, I think find them the right resources, too. Find them at their level. Be able to get them a support tool that they can use. If it's not in the house, find them a coach that could work with them, whatever it is. I mean, we talk about it all the time. And I think it's really important that the one vehicle, the reason that Rod and I and Monique and the Worship Factory team has been developing Worship Factory and the networking solutions, if you would, for today's Christian creatives is because just this reason. There's not a Screen Actors Guild for Christians. There's not an AFTRA for Christians. There's not a networking facility, really, for Christians to be able to get in touch with each other. And I think that that's reason that God created this through us and is using us as – it baffles me so much. It's like, how did he choose this group? I look at Rod especially, and I'm like going,
hey,
my
be
goodness.
Nice, be nice.
Wow.
We look at ourselves, and it's just amazing to me how he chooses you.
A good piece piece of advice I got when I was younger was a mentor of mine said, let people know what you want to do. Monique, I know you want to sing, but what do you want to do with that sing? Do you want to be a worship leader? Do you want to be a solo artist? Let people know your visions and your goals. And then that way people can support you and jump on your bandwagon. And Connect is a great place to do that. And say, here are my goals.
That tags right on that. Remember what Steven Seiler said last week about having a mission statement.
Each person develop that,
and that really defines who you are and your life goal.
You know, you are listening to Worship Factory again at KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are going to be in studio with John Wineglass.
Unbelievable. He is
award winning John Wineglass.
Wow.
He's in the studio. He's taking the time. Actually lives in San Francisco, up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes.
Monique's been talking to him.
Yes. Rod, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever won an Emmy?
Let me see. Let me check. No.
Kimjin, have you ever won an Emmy?
What's that? What's an Emmy?
Yeah. Oh.
I can't spell Emmy.
Just wondering, because our guest, our next guest, who's going to be speaking, he's got not just one, not just two.
Three.
And been nominated for seven. So anybody out there that thinks they're a composer, producer, or somebody. Listen to John Wineglass. We're actually going to have him up next segment.
Yeah, you're going to want to hear this.
It's too bad for you. As we say here at Worship Factory. And you're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with the one and only John Wineglass, Emmy Award winning.